Welcome back, everyone, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Simin Reish Chav Gimel Sifin Beis and Gimel. We're going to talk about brachos when one's father passes away, lo aleinu, and brachos on new items. Says the Mechaber in Beis, Mis Aviv Mevarich Dayan Ha'emes. Hayolo Mamon Shiyirasho Im Eino Achim Mevarich Gamkin Shachiyano Vim Yashlo Achim Bamakum Shachiyano Mevarich Hatovi Amitiv. So if one's father dies and he inherits money from his father, he should say Dayan Ha'emes and Shachiyano. But if he has brothers together with him, so then he says Hatovi Amitiv in the place of Shachiyanu. The Ramah says Shein Mevarich Hatovi Amitiv Ela Imkin Yashlo Shutfus Ba'osa Bracha. Because you say Hatovi Amitiv only if you have partners who benefit also from the same thing. That accounts for your bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Ches Misaviv Hu Adin Shair Adam Kasha Shadam Itzayir Lav Hu Bichlal Shmuos Raos. Whenever an upstanding person dies and a person is distressed by it, so then he would say Daina Emes Mihu Aolam Noagin Lavarich Below Shemu Malchus. However, the practice is to say Daina Emes without Shemu Malchus in those cases. Veinu Nachan. However, that's not correct. The Alkoponim Atam Chacham Shemes Shetzarich Bevaday Lisonin Ulis Marmer Azeh. Certainly, if a Talmid Chacham dies and one needs to mourn and feel bitter because of his passing away, and also on one's relatives for whom one is obligated to mourn, one should certainly say the bracha of Dina Emes with Hashem's name and by referencing Hashem's kingship. So in this case, in the Mechaber, what's the order? Daina Emes and Shachiyanu. What's the order? Says the Mishnah Berurah Tes. Haynu mitchila Daina Emes, kanal be'ozvav, v'achar kach Shachiyanu ala nechasim shenishru lo meito. First you say Daina Emes, as we explained earlier in Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Vav, and then you say Shachiyanu afterwards for the possessions that remain from one's father, and that one inherits. So why is it that you say Daina Emes before Shachiyanu? The Mishnah Berurah explained because Daina Emes is obligatory while Shachiyanu is not. Rav Vazner, Shevet Alevi, Chelechesim, and Lamed Hei, as well as Rav Shlomo Zalman, add a reason, that it is because it's considered to be mocking the deceased to say Shachiyanu before saying Dayan HaEmes. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Tess. Even though one would have preferred that his father not pass away and that he not get the inheritance, nonetheless, you could say the bracha of Shachiyanu, because the bracha is not dependent on the amount of joy that one has. Rather, the bracha of Shachiyanu is said because one receives some benefit from that which he inherits, even though that is mixed together with pain and with a certain anguish. Yud b'makom shehechayanu continues Mishnah Berurah. To lomar sheshuv lo yivarech shachayanu kiven sheyash b'zatov agam le'echav yuchal levarech birkas tov u'meitiv. If one has brothers who all inherit together, so then instead of saying shachayanu, say atov yamitiv, because multiple people benefit together. Amru lo shemesa ishtov inichamamon mevarechayna emas hamisasa v'shachayanu ayirushasa. If Rachmana Litzlan one is informed that his wife passed away and that she left money for him to inherit, so then he would say Daina Emes and for the passing of his wife, and Shachiyanu for the inheritance. Continues the Mechaber in Siv Gimel. Bana bayis chadash o kana kilim chadashim. Afilu hayalo kayotzi bo ilu tchila. O kana v'chazer v'kana. Mevarech ha'kopanim shehechayanu. If one builds a new home, or he buys new implements, even if he already had similar ones, or if he buys them and then buys them again, he says Shachiyanu each time. V'lav davka chadashim, they don't have to be completely new. Du adin liyushanim, imhim chadashim lo, shalo hayu elu shalo me'olam. Even if they were already used items, but one never owned them, so then he would still say this bracha. V'lo amru chadashim, the halacha is stated in terms of new ones, ela only because, ela lafuke im mecharan v'chazaru kina'an. Only to exclude one who sells and then rebuys the same item that he sold. In that case, one would not say Shachiyanu. Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Aleph. V'hu adin im kana bayis. Not only if you build a house, but if you purchase a home, you would say Shachiyanu. V'davka k'shabana okana liatzmo. So you say Shachiyanu if you built it or purchased it for yourself. Avalam yashul shutfus begava kol echon miashutvin mivarech atov yamitiv. If you have other partners in that home, so then each one would say atov yamitiv. V'yakein kahal shabanu okano b'saknesses. Therefore, a congregation that builds or purchases a shul, yamot shliach tzibur vivarech bekol ram atov yamitiv lahutzi es kulam. A representative for the shul should get up and say the bracha of Hatov Yamitiv out loud on behalf of everyone who is obligated to say it. Yud Beis Bais Chadash, Hu Adin Ibn Nisaf Chazar Ubino, the same halacha would apply if a house burns down and then one rebuilds it. Avalim Sasaro Chazar Ubino, however, if one knocks it down in order to rebuild it, Yashdeos Bachron Abizeos Fekul HaHakel, there it's a machlokas, and we are lenient in a case of machlokas because of Safek Brachos HaHakel. Vim Hosef Bo Iza Shura Bagova, if one adds a row to the height of the home, Luchuleyama Yash Lavarech, everybody would agree that in that case one should say the bracha. Footnote 24, what if aesthetic changes are made, but there's no new space that is added? Rav Shlomo Zalman says that in that case, Shachiyanu is not set. So when the Mechaber says that one says Shachiyanu, a new kelim, new implements, what's included? Says Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel, bein malbushim, ubein klei tashmish u'shusiyah v'achila v'chayotzi bazeh, whether it's clothing or whether it's dishes, and certain implements that are used for eating and drinking and the like, if they are things that a person rejoices when buying, ani baroilo v'asher baroilo, all subjective, meaning a poor person, what makes him happy, and a rich person, what makes him happy. So then in all of those cases, shachiyanu would be warranted. V'ayin b'sevav, so we'll take a look at sevav for an elaboration on this. Achenim hu ashir gadol, if he's very wealthy, shafilu kelim mikar v'chashuvim ein nechshavim lo ve'in tzomeach bohen, such that even very expensive and important items are not so significant to him, and they don't cause him so much joy. So then lo yivarich, then he shouldn't make the bracha. Ubeknias svarim, what about if one purchases sifrei kodesh? Yash deos bein ha'achronim imivarich aleim, so there's a machlokas whether one says shachiyanu when purchasing the svarim. Mishum de mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu, because mitzvos are not given for our own personal pleasure. The Chai Adam is inclined to say, if you've been looking for a certain sefer for a long time, and you finally find it, and you rejoice when finding it, so then you make a bracha. Because the bracha was instituted for the emotional state of joy, not for the use of the sefer. Therefore, we should not object to one who makes a bracha on the new svarim. If one already had an item that he inherited, and then he buys another one, he still says shachiyanu because the second one was the first one that he purchased for himself. Even if you buy something, then you buy it again. Here, with respect to the purchasing, it's not new, because he already bought some. Nonetheless, this specific item is new, and therefore one would say a shachiyanu if he experiences that immense amount of joy. One should be careful to make the bracha immediately before he becomes accustomed to the item and he no longer feels the joy. The Mechaber mentions the term chadashim in order to exclude the case where you sell an item and then buy it back. Va'afilu imhim chadashim, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if they are new, shalonish tamish by madain, you sell a new item and then you buy it back, mikomakom kevan shekvar dash bohen les bohen simcha, since you already owned it and it was already in your your property. So then you don't experience that amount of joy that would justify the bracha of shehechayonu. So what if, let's get to the footnotes here, footnote 33, what if somebody rents a house and then he buys it? Rav Shlomo Zalman says that in that case you would say shachiyanu. Footnote 20, what if you buy a house but your name is not yet registered on it? Rav Shlomo Zalman says no shachiyanu until your name is registered. What if you buy something on credit? Kafachayim says no shachiyanu if it's on credit. Rav Yashu says that you would say shachiyanu as long as there's no concern that you're going to lose the item and you're certainly going to pay back the loan. What if you have a house in which you don't live? So the Aruch HaShulchan, Birkas HaBayis, Sefer Birkas HaBayis, they say that no shachiyanu unless you live in the house. Footnote 26, do you say shachiyanu when putting up a fence around the house? Shlomo Zalman says no, unless that causes you a lot of joy. What about shachiyanu on a new pair of glasses? Footnote 27, Shlomo Zalman says no, because they're only for health. Rav Eliyashu says yes, if they cause you an immense amount of joy. Footnote 28, does a chassan who buys an engagement ring say shachiyanu? Rav Moshe Neven Ezer, Chilek Dalet, Simon Pei Dalet, says yes, because he benefits by giving it to his kala. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliyashu say no, and even when the kala receives the engagement ring, Rav Eliyashu Rashi says that she should say Shachianu, but Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that our practice is not to say Shachianu on jewelry. Footnote 29, does an item have to be expensive in order to say Shachianu? Rabbi Nissen Karelit says no. Rabbi Yashiv says yes. And what about Shachianu on purchasing tefillin? The Bir Halacha says no. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman adds, unless you receive it as a gift, if you do receive it as a gift, so then that would warrant saying Shachianu. Next time around, we'll continue in Siman Reish Chav Gimel. Have a wonderful day.